O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Romans 10, verses 9 through 17. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Call Upon Him by Rachel Lampa, Sandra McCracken, and Trillia Newbell. A heavy, percussive thud marks the entirety of this song, with the timbre of falling chains. With a plea to break these chains, the chorus of voices insists there is power and freedom in His name. In an instrumental interlude, a woman hums a verse of Amazing Grace. Though not included in the original tune, this aural inclusion harkens to the modern chorus, My chains are gone, I've been set free, my God, my Savior, has ransomed me.
Power in the name. Romans 10, verses 9 through 17. Because if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord, and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For with the heart one believes and is justified, and with the mouth one confesses and is saved. For the scripture says, everyone who believes in him will not be put to shame. For there is no distinction between Jew and Greek. For the same Lord is Lord of all, bestowing his riches on all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then will they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? And how are they to hear without someone preaching? And how are they to preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the good news. But they have not all obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah says, Lord, who has believed what he has heard from us? So faith comes from hearing, and hearing through the word of Christ.
On October 8th, 1732, a Dutch ship was leaving the Copenhagen harbor for the Danish West Indies. On board were two young men, the first, John Dober, a potter, and the second, David Nitschmann, a carpenter. And they had a radical plan. They were on their way to sell themselves into slavery in order to bring the gospel to the slave community of the West Indies. At the time, an unreached people, and this was the only way to get access to them. These men took Paul's words here seriously. How are they to believe in him of whom they have never heard? How will they hear without someone preaching? In these verses, Paul gives us the chain of events that happens when someone becomes a Christian. And if you trust in Jesus, this is your story. First, a preacher must be sent. Second, that preacher delivers the good news about what Jesus has done to save sinners. Third, that good news must be heard and believed. And lastly, it can't just be any sort of belief. It needs to be a belief that truly calls out to God for salvation. And then Paul quotes Isaiah 53, "How beautiful are the feet that bring good news." John Piper, when reflecting on this Isaiah verse, said, "Beautiful feet are not soft, manicured, painted, well-tanned feet. Beautiful feet are like the dirty, worn, wrinkled, leathery, scarred feet from many miles of trekking into remote places with good news that cannot be heard any other way. Those who bring the gospel are precious people." And the Bible teaches that once someone becomes a follower of Jesus, they are then sent out. Everyone is called to be a messenger, a preacher of sorts, to bring the light of the gospel into our dark world. And if we want beautiful feet like this, we don't go to the nail salon. We must go boldly into our workplaces, our families, our communities with the good news of Jesus. As those Moravian missionaries, John Dober and David Nitschmann, sailed away on their ship to the West Indies, it's reported that their cry could be heard by all as they shouted, "May the Lamb that was slain receive the reward of his suffering." They considered their lives expendable so that they could get the message out, so that Christ would be known and worshiped. May we take on their example. May we have the same desire. May we have beautiful feet like them.
Thank you.
Let's close now with this prayer from the Book of Common Prayer. Almighty God, through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, you revealed the way of eternal life to every race and nation. Pour out this gift anew, that by the preaching of the gospel, your salvation may reach to the ends of the earth, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen.